Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome, it's another episode of yours truly, Snarf Dude.
And yours sincerely, Daffodil.
And welcome to Cheese Please, where we bring you the wacky, warped, and weird every week.
And this week we have planned some wacky, warped, and weird just for you,
really?
The listener.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, that's what it says to say here on this piece of paper you just handed me written in crayon.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. The computer was broken when I wrote the piece of paper, so I grabbed the next thing I could find, and that was a crayon.
Purple. I like purple.
I know. You like it so much you pop your peas on your microphone.
All right. Purple.
Watch it.
I like purple.
You're going to drive the radio speakers crazy. Especially the guy listening to our show driving down the road in his souped-up stereo from heck. You know, with all the subwoofers, when you pop your peas, you'll make the subwoofer go...
You're popping your peas, too.
I'm demonstrating what the problem would be.
Ah.
So it would go... What?
Nothing, but it's awful that on a date week when I can't seem to stop doing that,
yes,
that we're playing Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Okay, hey, you said it pretty good without actually, well, just popping your pee. That's fine. On the show this week we have, I did not know this until I found this. Peter, Paul, and Mary actually cut
a children's
album. I did not know that. And we're going to profile it a little later on the show. Oh, I pity the fool if you're going to listen to this cut a little later on in the show. I'm not going to pity you. You're going to be here to listen to it, right?
You're
going to
be forced. The pity comes later.
Oh, okay. What is with this? Is this show sponsored by the letter P this week? We're saying that a lot.
Yes.
It's just weird. We're starting off the show, though, with a couple instrumentals. It's sort of the instrumental segue from heck.
The fact that you can put these two songs together,
yes,
and say that they should be played together,
yes,
is quite hilarious.
Ah, we've got Tally Ho with Mucka Blucka. That's a B, not a P.
Yes.
And we're starting off with the Wilton Place Street Band and Disco Lucy on
Cheese, Please.
Let's dance!
please, with Tally Ho. Not Tally Ho. Tally Ho.
And Mucka Blucka.
Mucka Blucka. And there's not a P in that one.
I know, but Blucka is almost as hard to say as purple.
You just want to beat the living but crap out of the P, don't you?
Well, if I wanted to do that, then I would say this.
No, 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 no. Don't go there. No.
Watch.
No, 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 no. I don't want you to hit the peas. What's
that? But I can do it without doing that.
What?
Listen.
Oh.
Fix me a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot.
Oh, can you say that again?
Fix me a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot.
Oh, you popped it once, though.
Hey, that's not bad.
Before that, we had Disco Lucy and the Wilton Place Street Band taking the theme from the old 50s TV show I Love Lucy and disco-fying it.
Because, you know, disco-fied Lucy is what everyone wants.
Oh, well, it was a big deal. Back in the 70s, the 50s were the oldies, and, well, everything about the 50s was a big deal. You remember Happy Days?
Yes.
That was from the 50s in the 70s.
Yes, and Laverne and Shirley.
And the 60s were big in the 80s because, well, it just worked out that way with the Big Chill and all that stuff. And
the 70s were big in the 90s.
Yeah, no one cares about the 90s anymore.
If you think about it, the 70s were big in the 90s.
Yes.
And then the 80s were big in the first decade of the 21st century.
Yeah, I suppose.
Which means that in the current decade, we're supposed to be excited about...
The 1930s.
No, the 90s.
Oh. Well...
And I just can't do that.
The 30s. Happy days are here we go. What? Okay, fine.
All right, move on.
Hey, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And every week.
Every week.
Yes. And on the show this time around, we're celebrating the Peter, Paul, and Mary Christmas
children's
song.
Record.
Yes.
No, children's record. Well, stop saying Christmas songs.
Well, you know why I'm screwing that up? Because one of these cuts actually is played during Christmas time. And that's why I'm thinking they did a Christmas album, but in actuality, they did a children's album.
This is a children's album. This is an album of songs for small people.
Yes, and shortly we're going to play Going to the Zoo, but this is the song that I keep thinking Christmas.
It's kind of Christmassy sounding.
It's called...
Marvelous Toy.
On...
Cheese Please.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. 'Cause right on the bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one, and then the other, then I twisted its lid. And when I set it down again, here is what it did. When zip, when it moved, and when it stopped, and when it stood still, I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left, and then marched right, then marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry, but my daddy laughed, 'cause he knew that I was. When I turned around, my marvelous toy would be chugging from behind. When it moved and when it stopped and when it stood still, I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Zip, 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 zip,
too quickly it seems. I had my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head, and he gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and pop when it stops, and whir when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
It was cheese.
Please.
Cheese, please.
No, cheese.
Cheese, please. Cheese rolls.
Cheese rolls.
Cheese, 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 please. Please. Cheese, 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 please. Cheese, please.
Daddy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow. Zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow. Daddy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow, and we can stay all day. We're going
to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo.
See the elephant with a long trunk swinging, great big ears and a long trunk swinging. Snuffing up peanuts with a long trunk swinging, and we can stay all day. We're going to
the zoo.
They're scritch, scritch, scratching, jumping around and scritch, scritch, scratching, hanging by the long tail, and we can stay all day. We're going to the zoo. There's a big black bear, he's a huff, puff, a puffin'. His coat's too heavy, he's a huff, puff, a puffin'. Don't get too near the huff, puff, a puffin', or you won't stay all day.
We're going to the zoo.
A fish and a honk, 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 and a little tiny seals all
honk, honk, honk,
and we can stay all day. We're going
zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you? You can come to the zoo. We're going zoo, zoo, zoo.
Well, we stayed all day, and I'm getting sleepy, sitting in the car, getting sleep, sleep, sleepy. Home already, and I'm sleep, 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 because we have stayed all day. We've been to the zoo.
Peter, Paul, and Mary going to the zoo.
Zoo, zoo, zoo.
How about you, you, you?
You, you.
This is your, I don't know, Daffodil. I sort of think I'd like to go to the zoo with them. That'd be just, like, cool, you know?
Going to the zoo is cool anyway.
Well, I know, but
there's
even...
There's lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
I know, but it'd be cooler because you'd be singing along with Peter, Paul, and Mary and just... Trotting along.
To the zoo.
Yeah.
Just frolicking in the zoo.
Frolicking up and down, looking at the lions and tigers. Oh, my.
And bears. Oh, my.
Okay, fine. I forgot that. And before that, Daffodil, that marvelous toy made a fun sound. I wonder how that happened.
What, the popping sound?
Well, yeah. Hey.
That sound?
How can you do that?
I'm magic.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you could do that.
If you're good, I'll teach you how to do it when we go off the air.
Oh, let's hear that. Isn't that reminds me of that Seinfeld scene.
Don't know anything about that, but I'm making that noise with my finger and my mouth.
Hey, that's very good. Anyway, my name is Starstude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese, Please.
And that's a lot better than popping your peas, as you have been doing on the show.
I'm trying not to.
I know,
I'm trying to avoid words that start with P.
Well, it's not necessarily working out great.
Like P and please and... Please, please, don't tell me I'm popping my peas.
Well, we better give you a better,
Give me something that doesn't have peas in it.
Yeah, I better give you something like, well, how about this?
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
Okay, never mind the peas. Talk about the teas.
And now we're not talking about teas. We're talking about Mr. T.
I pity the fool who doesn't like tea.
What? I don't know.
I don't know either. I didn't know what you were doing there. Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. T.
I pity the fool who doesn't like the letter T.
Does that make more sense?
What?
What?
It's just interesting.
Okay.
He had a lot of interesting characters.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
He was on a show called America's Toughest Bouncer Competition on NBC.
Oh.
And he was seen by Sylvester Stallone. And he actually picked him to be on Rocky 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's how that worked.
His catchphrase,
yes,
I pity the fool, comes from the movie Rocky 3.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the actual line, when he's asked if he hates Rocky, he replies, no, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool.
Ah, so hey, you said it without popping your pee.
I know.
Wow, I'm impressed.
And then he was on A-Team.
Yes, well, we know that.
He was on Silver Spoons as a bouncer.
Really? I didn't know that. I always liked
He did a lot of cool things.
I always liked the A-Team because they fired off all those guns and no one ever got hurt. That was just cool.
He was also the lead character in one movie.
Oh, really?
DC Cab.
Oh, burn the negative.
Yeah, we're not even going to tell people to look for that.
No, exactly.
And he also made a motivational video, Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool.
And he also made some rather interesting records. And we're going to play one right now. No Dope. No Drugs! Right here on
Cheese, Please!
We'll be right back.
Mr. T and no dope, no drugs.
It's kind of preachy.
Yeah, but it illustrates the illustrious singing career of Mr. T.
Yes, two whole albums, both of which are preachy.
Wasn't he in a 90s TV series or something that was shot in Canada?
I don't know.
Mr. T. It was called TNT,
I think. Was in, the late 80s.
Late 80s? I thought it was early 90s.
No, late 80s.
Go figure. Well, he had his own series, TNT. He was like some, I don't know, some law guy. Maybe he was a lawyer.
He's been making a lot of commercials.
Oh, really?
Since then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, chocolate bar commercials. Television commercials and...
You still get his trademark...
Video game commercials.
You still get his trademark mohawk, though.
Yes, he actually decided he wanted that hairstyle after seeing it in a National Geographic magazine on an African warrior.
Really?
Really.
This is weird.
You'd be amazed the things you can find if you look on Wikipedia.
Oh, this program's not sponsored by Wikipedia either. I just want to go on record as saying.
Nobody sponsors us.
No.
That would mean someone would be giving us money. Nobody gives us money.
Yeah, that would be sort of nice, though, wouldn't it?
I think you need to do your thing or you're not going to have time.
Oh, thanks so much for pitching for sponsors. Anyway, here we go. Okay.
Excellent.
I didn't yell too much, did I?
No, it wasn't bad at all.
That's good. We're ending off the show this week with the Devotions. And apparently there's a chipmunk in here somewhere with Rip Van Winkle. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Cheese Please. This has been your host, Snarf Dude and Daffodil. And join us again next week for more cheesy goodness.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom,
for 20 years.
Didn't bother to wake up.
He grew a long white beard.
This is how the story goes.
Listen, my children, and you will hear.
He fell asleep in the woods one day. Spent 20 years in his life that way.
Boom, boom.
boom, ba boom, 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 ba boom, ba boom, 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 boom.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of Wacky, Dwarfed, and Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.